Hi, my name is Sonia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the callback?
Yeah, you speaking to him. This is Cedric MacArthur.
All right, sir, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Well, I ended up losing my job, and I wanted to file for my unemployment.
Okay, you're calling today to file for unemployment?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead with your social.
417-11-2270.
That's 417-11-2270.
Yes, ma'am.
And your name, please?
Cedric MacArthur.
Your mother's maiden name?
Dolores MacArthur.
And your driver's license number, please.
It's going to be, I think that's an I, right? That's not a long one.
If it's a non-driver's ID, yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It's I-40-6459.
Thank you, Ms. MacArthur. Could you verify your date of birth?
6/11/1980.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go over a few questions here and get your claim open. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
All right. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am. All
right. And what was the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Okay. All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. That Alabama Vantage benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
I prefer the Advantage card.
All right, and have you had the card before?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so did you need me to read the disclosure on the card?
Did I need you to do what, ma'am?
To read the, like, to read the instructions on the card, like how the card works.
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Mr. MacArthur, could you verify your mailing address, please?
2800 Ann Street, Selma, Alabama, 36701.
Thank you, sir. And is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
All right, Mr. MacArthur, what's a good contact phone number for your claim?
Just right here, 334-413-7250.
All right, I have that phone number. It's 334-413-7250.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we've got a few questions here. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
All right. Mr. MacArthur, when was the last day you worked?
It was last Thursday.
The 8th?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
All right. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
No, ma'am.
All right. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
All right. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. And Mr. MacArthur, have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Got it. 15.
All right. And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. They told me I'm fine.
Okay. And what was your job title, Mr. MacArthur?
I was a laborer. We sprayed the pond at the International Paper. They got a lake in the backyard, like a pond, a big pond. I used to drive a boat. And my job title was pond.
All right. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And who was your last employer?
Austin Industrial at International Paper Mill Film.
It was Austin Maintenance and Construction.
I want to say, let me see. Yes, ma'am. That's it.
All right. May I have their phone number, please?
That's a tough one now. My phone right here broke. And hold on. I got the number in my phone, but I don't want to look for it. And then I can hang you up. You heard me?
I have it here.
Okay. Yeah,
all right, so it says Austin Maintenance and Construction Incorporated.
Yes, ma'am.
And was it the Selma, Alabama location?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I have a 418 number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So 334-418-0501.
I think you might be right. I know the human resource lady's name is Harris.
All right, and what was your employment start date?
May 3rd of this year. No, not May 3rd. It was March 3rd of this year.
And the last day you work was December the 8th?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and what city and state was the work performed in?
Selma, Alabama.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
I really don't even know if I can just explain what had happened.
I'm sorry?
I said, I really don't know. I said, I'm trying to do is explain what had happened.
Okay, well, I have to choose a selection here. So did you quit? Were you fired?
No.
Was it something other or lack of work?
No, that's it. They said I was fired.
Okay, so what was the reason for your discharge?
I really can't. I just can explain it, and then you say, you know, with the guy was telling me to go to work. Okay, I told him that I was gonna take off, and the head man had called me over to talk to me. I said, man, that man talked to me like a child every day. Talked to me like a child, tell me, go on, walk out the gate, go ahead and quit. And I said, see, you know, I ain't finna quit. And then I thought I just gonna take out the day, because I'm tired of him telling me every day. He don't give me a chance. I say, yes, or no. Hey, go get the gas. You don't want to do it, I'm going to walk out the gate. You know what I'm saying? So I told him, I said, I just want to know why all of a sudden every day I come in, he's telling me, if I don't want to do it, I can walk out the gate. I ain't told him yes or no yet. You know, I just feel like he didn't start talking to me like a child. And I said, I'm dealing with some death in my family. Before it came on the news, Wednesday night, my children had made mistakes and shot himself. And so that's what I want to take out. So the boss man had, the big man, Charles Butler, had told me to sign an early out sheet. So I went and signed the early out sheet. And when I came back, he said, so you're not getting back on the boat. I said, I timed out. And then I said, I took off for the day, dude. He said, you fired. I said, well, how you going to fire me? And I don't know, I really took off work. I said, and the boss man told me, Charles told me I can sign a timeout sheet. Then he just said, just don't worry about it. Just go ahead and you got the feeling to go to. You just take off today and tomorrow. And I said, how he keep saying I'm fired when I'm talking to you and you the head man? He told me to sign a timeout sheet. He said, don't worry about it. Just take off today and tomorrow. I said, okay. And so that Friday evening, I called for the seat. Do I need to come to work Saturday or Sunday? Because we work on Saturday and Sunday. And told me the dude, Keith Hurt, he's I think the superintendent, he told me they said they terminated you. And I said, oh, okay. But I really had wanted to know what I was terminated for, you know. And then I just said, I ain't never been suspended or gave him no warning. You know how you sign a disciplinary or something like that right now?
Mm-hmm.
I would have figured I would have had got him for a day or 3 days. And he said, they terminated me. That crazy, man. Now I was in the sign to time out. He even fired me while I'm off the job.
Okay, so what did he say the reason why he was firing you?
Because I timed out, he said I didn't want to get on the boat, on the boat for the pun. I said no. I said I ain't feeling good. I said then you ain't making me feel no better. I said man, I got something to go to. I'm dealing with death. I said, dude, I think I'm just early out, and I said I need to talk to Charles. I said the head man. I said. He keep on talking about how he had death. I said, you see what came on the news last night? Because it aired tonight in the news. I said, yeah, that was my first man to get shot himself.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. All right, but
then, keep on talking to me, like, do this, do that, do this. I said, he ain't giving me time for to say no, why, yeah. He told me, hit the gate. He said, don't go up these things. You need to hit the gate. You need to hit the gate. I said, hit the gate for what? What you talking about? I ain't finna quit. I said, I'm not finna quit. I said, I'm finna sign out. I'm signing my early out paper. Because I got death in the front. And he said, well, you ain't got to worry about your sign. I'm fine. And I just said, man, how the man going to fight me? And I done already signed up. I said, and the big man said, don't worry about it. But like an issue like that, they normally would like suspend you or something like that right there because you hired on, you know. But I get the dude took it overboard. He ended up firing
me. All right, so.
He was trying to make me quit, you know, all up in my face. Hey, get out the gate. I said, man, you talking to me? This ain't 1964 no more, man. I said, you talking to me like that? That's the stuff. I told the ball man, that's why I can't work. He always like that. I said, look how aroused he getting at me. Because I done early out.
Okay, so the reason I'm asking this question is because I have to make a selection. So that's why I was asking. I understand, and I did listen to your reason. But
yeah,
what reason did they give you is the reason why they fired you?
They
what did they say to you? So when they didn't give you a reason?
No, ma'am. When I left there, I told them to feel that the big man said, he told me to sign it early out and it just come back another day, take off yesterday, Thursday, and Friday. I know we worked sad. I thought I got them Friday. He's a superintendent, I think. He told me that they had 10 negative. And I said, oh, okay. I said, golly. They say, you fired. I said, oh, okay.
All right. So what was the name and title of the person who informed you of your termination?
Kedrick Hurt.
What's his name?
Kedrick Hurt.
And his title?
I think he is. I know he's a supervisor, but I think he's not a supervisor. I think that he's a superintendent, I think.
All right. All right. So what date were you informed of your termination?
Friday evening.
Friday the 9th?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated? Is that the part where you what did he say to you?
I just know me and him went to school together. So I asked him, did I go to work tomorrow or what, man? They're like, Patty, that's the human resource lady. So I asked Patty, could you come back tomorrow? She said, no. She said, by the terminator. And I said, oh, okay. And I just hung up the phone.
Okay, so what were you told by your employer?
That I had been terminated. Yeah, but I think they went, I don't know, you know, you asked me, man, I ain't never seen nothing like that. And you hired on. You know, I ain't got suspended. You should gave me a warning or anything, but on top of this, you couldn't even fire me when I was off the clock. How you get fired and you off the clock? But the guy was trying to make me quit, like trying to, oh, ain't nothing else to do, walk out the gate. He said, you trying to make me quit? I said, yeah, it is. I said, man, I ain't finna quit. I said, I ain't walking out the gate. I ain't finna quit. But you come out, man. No, he go out the gate. I said, man, he trying to make me quit. And he said, I see you like, well, what? I said, now he found out I'm early out. Now he done got mad. He's fired. I said, I done already talked out. You know, I said, Charles told me to send my time out sheet. I said, Charles, you the ball man. How you going to let him see how he's talking to me? He ain't saying what you talking about. He telling me I'm fired. He telling me everything going to be all right. But I guess, I don't know what happened. They let me get all them deals. He rolled with me, but I ain't never seen nobody got fired off the clock. And I ain't never seen a person hired on that didn't get a warning, you know, like, you did this and we're going to suspend you for a day. But when I left there to Charles Buck, the head of the man, he was saying, like, I was still hired. I said, I don't know what the reason. If you saying I'm hired, you the big man. He keeps saying I'm fired over what you saying. He said, just go ahead. Everything going to be all right. And then when I called out there Saturday evening, Keith Hurt told me that I had something.
Okay. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
I couldn't do nothing, you know. Being terminated just like, they didn't mind if I had me. I'm thinking I'm still working.
All right. Well, Mr. MacArthur, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I have your 4-digit temporary PIN number. It is 7080.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to know what was the real reason, you know, myself, why I got terminated, and why did they terminate me after I had clocked out? The head man told me to go ahead and clock out.
Yeah, that's something you would have to look into within the company. All right, so that temporary pen again is 7080. I'm going to go over the closing statements, and we're going to be done.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file by the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in the loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or you have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mr. MacArthur, yeah. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, I got one question. You said that the call-in is on Friday or Sunday, but not Saturday, right?
Yes, you're going to call Sunday through Friday before 5 p.m. to make your weekly certifications.
Okay, and then you said don't call this week.
No, you can call Sunday through Friday of next week. Your claim is in for this week.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, that's the only thing that I have.
Okay. All right, anything else I could help with?
No, I just like to hear from you find out what the paper.
Yes, you're going to receive... like I said, you're going to receive your determination letter. You just continue to call in your weekly certifications every week until you do.
Yeah, I so appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mr. MacArthur, and thanks so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Have a good day.
You too.
All righty.